to the Alliance Party now, and Stephen Farry. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you know what's going on?
Well, it seems that progress has been made, but I'm not quite sure that we're there yet. There may be some days of negotiating ahead of ourselves over the course of a week. Obviously, we welcome a deal being done because Northern Ireland is in a very poor state of affairs at present, particularly over the past year with this ongoing deadlock. And we'll make our judgment call whenever we see the detail in that regard. But I think, Stephen, it's important that whenever the focus falls on language issues, that we don't see this as a question as to which side is compromised the most. This can be a win-win. It may be a case of both sides are compromised, but also both sides may actually see that the fact that there are much bigger issues at stake here. And a lot of your colleagues will be talking about the cost of this, the cost of that. We also have to focus on the cost of not having a deal, the cost of not actually getting this over the line. Whatever millions we spend on language issues over the coming years are dwarfed by the scale of money we're losing in terms of waste in our public services and lost investment through political deadlock.
People will be standing back, though, this morning, Stephen, and they will be thinking to themselves, at least some of them, look, is this really crunch time now? Because whatever is agreed could dictate Northern Ireland for many years to come. Because with the institutions down, the basis on which it comes back up again, that will be locked in, won't it? At least for a period of time. And that is why the public need clarity. What is going to be agreed here around same-sex marriage?
Absolutely.
What's going to be agreed around legacy and Irish language? Very much at the heart of this, because people are frightened. They're either from a nationalist position, frightened that they will not be given the guarantees that Sinn Féin promised them to have their rights protected within legislation, or from some of a unionist background, they are frightened that this is going to be the start of a further erosion of their British heritage, reflected by what Jim Allister said, a hollowing out of Britishness.
What I've seen over the past number of years, in particular over the past year, is a hollowing out of the concept of Northern Ireland, where we have people looking almost entirely to the interests of their side of the community or different national aspirations, rather than recognising that Northern Ireland only works through sharing and interdependence, that we have to have some form of accommodation and work this place together. We've also seen over the past number of years a lot of previous agreements, whether Fresh Start or Stormont House, where things have been fudged, they've been left up in the air, there's been an ambiguity, and that always comes back to haunt us down the line. So I think one of the key issues has to be how sustainable whatever emerges, if it does emerge this week, is going to be in practice. Are things left on the shelf for down the line? Are there hostages to fortune? Because we've been there before, and I don't want to see things unravelling again. And the overall context is a much weaker one than going back 20 years ago when people were full of hope for the future. Obviously, today people are a lot more cynical and they've been worn down by the missed opportunities and failures over the past number of years. But the only way forward is that we work together, and we have to get some form of agreement together and one that lasts.